Hi. So, I live on my own now. And one of the things that's really nice about living with someone are all the unexpected moments, I guess. So, for this, pretend that you and I have been living together long enough to get used to each other, I guess. And you get to come home early from work. Maybe it's kind of the afternoon. And you know I won't be expecting you. So you come home and you put down your stuff, take off your jacket, kick off your shoes, and you look for me because I'm not out on the couch. I'm not in the kitchen, not at my desk. And then you go in the bedroom. And I have this nightgown and robe that I don't get to wear all the time. Because even though they're supposed to go down to my ankles and all that, they're not really meant to keep me warm. It's green satin. Low cut. And I guess living with you, I get to keep the apartment a little warmer. Because you see me lying in our bed, the covers half off me, and you can see the curve of my neck, the dumb face I make when I'm asleep, the contour of my collarbone, and my breasts almost falling out of the top of the nightgown. You can see my waist, and then the blankets cover the rest of me. So you knock on the door, even though it's already open, and I wake up, and I feel embarrassed because I've never been woken up by you that way before. And I swing my feet out of bed, and I'm explaining how I felt tired and I wanted a nap, and maybe you're not paying total attention to what I'm saying because the air's kind of cold and the top of the nightgown doesn't really do a great job at hiding my nipples. And you're seeing me there, encased in satin, and you tell me to get back in bed. So I smile, and I do. And you crawl on top of me. And I ask you how your day at work was, and you don't really answer. Maybe you just start kissing my face, my nose, my lips, and your hands slip down to caress my shoulders and gently against the sides of my breast. And I reach up and I start undoing your shirt. And you stop me. And you say, "You first." I'm such an agreeable person, you know? Stand by the side of the bed while you watch as I lift up the hemline. And you see my calves and my knees and the curve of my thighs. And then you can see my mound and my pussy. And I pull the nightgown over my head. And my breasts fall. I pull it up and over them. And in that moment where my arms are over my head, I look like anything you wanted. You pull me back onto the bed underneath you. And I start squirming, and you can feel me every inch of my naked skin through your clothes. arching my back and thrusting my hips up, feeling how hard you are, wanting you inside me. So I reach down, undo your belt, unbutton your pants, slide them down, pull your boxers down, and feel my hand around your hard cock. And you're grinning at me, almost fully dressed while I'm naked and I'm writhing. And it feels like I'm still asleep, like I'm still dreaming, but I want you really bad. And you reach down. You let your palm grind over my clit as you stick two fingers up inside of me, curve them, pull them out, and I'm so wet. So slowly, you place your head at my entrance. And you're going so slow, dragging the tip of your cock up and down. And I want more. So I wrap my legs around your hip and thrust up. So you're inside of me all at once. Maybe smiling at the faces I'm making, or just kissing me as I can't help moving from it all. And I lift my legs up, and you move your arms, still the backs of my knees are against your shoulders. Because I'm pretty flexible, and the angle that way is amazing. Your arms, trying to keep myself stable, trying to get some leverage so I can't move against you. Oh. inside me. I've gotta fight my love because of the neighbors. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's so good. That's so good. That's so good. Oh, That felt so good. And see, if we really were together, this is the part where you'd get to roll off of me. Kind of kick your clothes off. And just get to feel each other. Because when you really like someone's body and you really like the person, of course you want to have sex with them pretty much as your libido is up for. But it's also just so wonderful at the end of the day to get to press up against each other as close as you can. I'd get to nuzzle my head to the crook of your neck and your shoulder. Maybe mumble at each other about how our days have gone, you know? But to just get to enjoy that warmth and that intimacy. Okay. Bye.